Ukraine security issue.
On April 26, the 62nd day of Ukraine's heroic resistance to Russian invaders and the 36th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear disaster, they continue to bomb and shell Ukrainian cities and keep the planet on the verge of a nuclear Armageddon. Although the Russian troops withdrew from the Chernobyl exclusion zone in early April, the risk of the new nuclear disaster is still very high, because they took away all measuring equipment and upturned the contaminated soil while digging trenches in the area. Also, Russian troops still occupy the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant, the largest in Europe, and their missiles fly over it at a critically low altitude. Any of them may accidentally hit one of seven reactors, each containing huge amounts of nuclear material. The Zaporizhia Regional Military Administration reported that two Russian-guided missiles flew right above the process premises of the plant on Tuesday. They hit an industrial facility located nearby, causing massive destruction. At least one civilian was killed and another was injured. The number of casualties may grow after rescuers finish cleaning up the rubble, the report said. A lot of cities, towns and villages in the Zaporizhia region remain under fire as the Russians are trying to advance further north. In the city of Melitopol, now completely blocked, they intend to carry out a sweeping mobilization of local men. In all occupied areas, the invaders terrorize local civilians and rob them of cars, valuables and personal belongings. The Russians keep trying to completely occupy the Kherson region in the south and shelling neighborhoods in the eastern city of Kharkiv. Oleg Sinegubov, head of the Kharkiv Region Military Administration, said that three civilians were killed and seven were wounded as a result of artillery strikes on Tuesday. The Russian troops incessantly attack Ukrainian positions along the entire front line in the Donbas, using heavy artillery, multiple launch rocket systems, mortars and other weapons, but suffer heavy losses. The Russians keep shelling and bombing the Azovstal steel plant, the last stronghold of the Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol, that has been completely blocked for more than 8 weeks. There are about 1,000 civilians hiding in the plant basements. The defenders reported that the plant was bombed 35 times on Monday night alone. As a result, one of the workshops caught fire and a lot of civilians were killed and injured. The humanitarian situation in the city is catastrophic. There are about 100,000 civilians and they have no water, food or medicines, although Russian propaganda says they are provided with the essentials. The occupiers resort to a shameful practice. They only give water and food to civilians if they agree to clean up rubble and dig common graves. According to Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko, one more common grave has appeared near the city. We see that they bury the evidence of their war crimes in these common graves. First, there was one common grave in the village of Mangush, then there was another in Vinohradne, and today we saw one more. They bury the evidence of the war crimes they have committed in our Mariupol. The situation in the city is extremely complicated. Unfortunately, there are very many peaceful civilians, women and children, but there is no ceasefire which is needed to evacuate them, said Mariupol Mayor Vadim Boychenko. According to Ombudswoman Lyudmila Denisova, the Russian occupiers block all humanitarian corridors for evacuation of Ukrainian civilians and at the same time continue to forcefully deport them to Russia or the occupied parts of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. We have only managed to bring back two children who were taken away by Russian soldiers and whose whereabouts were known for weeks. Now they are in the care of their distant relatives. All in all, the Russian occupiers have forcefully deported about 600,000 Ukrainians, the ombudswoman said. The Russians have begun to more actively target Ukraine's railway infrastructure in order to complicate deliveries to Ukrainian regions and disrupt Ukrainian exports. In a comment on Monday's missile strikes on five big railway stations in central and western Ukraine, Vadim Denisenko, advisor to the Interior Minister, said, "In the beginning, they mostly targeted oil depots, trying to destroy our fuel supply logistics. Now they have changed their strategy strategy, shifting to our rail transport infrastructure. They believe this way they will stop the transportation in both directions of foodstuffs, manufactured goods and supplies to the army from the west to east, and of Ukrainian exports from east to west. Since our seaports are blocked, all our exports are transported by rail across the western border. So the occupiers believe that they will be able to disrupt Ukraine's export, which make up the lion's share of its revenue, said Vadim Denisenko. While the war is raging in Ukraine, the government is already building a solid basis for post-war restoration. According to President Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine shows that its potential for development is far greater than Russia's. We already have international agreements and special restoration and rehabilitation funds are created. We are already implementing some projects in the territories liberated from Russians, Volodymyr Zelensky said.